These people have traveled all the way from the country's tribal regions to the capital Islamabad to condemn what they call increasing violence against the Shia population by pro-Taliban militants. Most of these protesters are from Pada Chanar, a restive town with a population of over 500,000 in the Khurram Agency, which has been in the grip of violence for many years. The majority of the population in Khurram Agency are Shia Muslims. However, the region is surrounded by militants that have links with the Taliban. And these protesters say the Shia population has become the victim of Taliban militant activities. According to reports, over 4,000 people have been killed, most of them from the Shia community, since the violence erupted in the area back in 2005. To make matters worse, the only road linking Pada Chanar with the rest of the country has been closed down for the last 4 years due to ongoing violence. This man tells Press TV that he has not been able to go to his hometown for the last 1 year because of the closure.
I haven't gone there for almost a year now, and would love to see my loved ones, my family, my parents and everyone. That I haven't done that in almost a year now. And it's not only me. Most of these guys that I've gathered here are students, and they would love to see their family and their members. And there's not only that they want to meet them, it's that they want to get some expenses from them and a lot of other stuff that they can't do right now.
People of the area say the ongoing situation in Khurram Agency has created humanitarian crisis.
Pada Chanar is like a Gaza Strip, which is facing siege. But Gaza receive humanitarian freedom flotilla. But unfortunately, Pada Chanar is not highlighted in the civil society. Even humanitarian crisis is developed, that dozens of children died due to lack of medicine.
In 2008, the Pakistani government brokered a peace agreement between the tribal elders of both Sunni and Shia populations to end years of bloodshed. But the violence continues unabatedly, and these protesters are blaming the administration in Islamabad for its failure to implement the accord.
Some of the affected people from the restive Khurram Agency have also set up a hunger strike camp in the capital Islamabad to highlight what they call humanitarian crisis in their area. They say they will continue their protest until the government fulfills its promise to restore peace in the troubled region. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.